Hello, welcome to episode 5 of the Bloated Guys in the Locker Room. This is your host, JJ Wu, with special guest, Carl. Man, what a weekend. Avengers Endgame and episode 3 of Game of Thrones. My heart was having serious palpitations this weekend, Carl. Yeah. And I can't wait to talk about this with you. So starting off with Endgame, what'd you think about it as a whole? Oh, spoiler alert, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked it. I liked a lot of the humor, and I thought it was pretty long, and it felt long, but I think that
it was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be.
It was a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be, exactly. And I like the way that it started off with, like, it was directly after Infinity War, and then they go after Thanos. Mm-hmm. They kill him.
First 15 minutes?
First, in the first, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Were you shocked by that, or were you, like...
Yeah, I was shocked because, honestly, I didn't watch a lot of the trailers. At least I didn't try to pay attention and try to read a lot of the theories or anything. So I didn't know that they're going to go into the quantum realm and go back in time and do all that stuff. I think people had suspicions about it because of the Ant-Man storyline. And honestly, I just hadn't thought about it. But
all that trailer footage, first 15 minutes of the film.
Yeah, that's exactly crazy. Yeah. But I honestly. There wasn't a lot of action, I felt like. Like, yeah, you had the final battle.
Not until the last hour.
Exactly. And like, yeah, you had the action sequences of, like, when they go back to New York in 2012 or, like, some of the minor stuff, but there wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot of action.
Yeah. Did it feel like a 3-hour movie to you, or did it?
It felt long.
It felt long to you?
Yeah, it did.
I watched it twice this weekend, actually.
Really?
Yeah, the second time went by a lot quicker. It was a lot better the second time, too.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so much going on, it's harder to process.
Yeah, because the first time I watched it, I didn't think Thanos was going to die in the first 15 minutes. So I was like, the whole time I was watching, I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah. Like, time travel, like all this shit. And then the second time watching it around, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. Like, all the characters get a good send-off.
I mean, I think what really made Thanos a really cool villain was that he knew that he was inevitable. Like, he knew that anytime that they'd go after the stones, I think there were some plot holes there with the stone stuff. But
yeah.
I mean, I think they knew that at any point that they go after the stones, he's going to come back after them.
Did you think Captain America was going to die? Or
yeah, I mean, I thought that was set up to be especially when he's going one on one with Thanos.
That was, dude.
When he's ripping the shield apart.
What was the audience reaction to the hand grabbing the hammer, Mjolnir or whatever?
It was like,
people cheering. Yeah, dude. People stood up in mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People did you go on Friday or Saturday?
I went Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Saturday, people did not stand up.
Really?
No. Maybe the Friday people are more excited.
Thursday must have been crazy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Did anyone dress up and you're watching?
Just wore the shirts. No one really fully dressed up.
I was shocked.
Like the hardcore fans.
I was shocked.
Thursday and Friday.
So. Yeah. I was shocked Iron Man died. I didn't think he was going to die. I thought he was going to get Captain America's send-off.
Yeah, I did too.
And I thought Captain America was going to die.
That's what I thought. I thought Tony Stark was going to just go off and live off with his family, and I would have been like, that's suitable, but then he died. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
I got a little teary. I'm not going to lie. First time around, I got a little teary. I wasn't expecting that. And then the funeral scene was pretty, like, sad.
Yeah.
I could hear people sniffling around me. It got me sniffling. Like, I was just like, wow.
I don't know why I didn't get emotional. And I like Iron Man a lot. But I don't know. I guess I just didn't.
What'd you think about Fat Thor?
I guess no, I like Fat Thor. It's fun.
I thought it was really funny.
I thought it was funny taking, it's a Chris Hemsworth, and then who's obviously who generally is a very fit guy, and then making him fat.
Yeah. It's also crazy because they shot the two movies like back to back. So just imagine being Chris Hemsworth, being like, first movie you got a new
but that hammer. Wasn't his real weight.
Yeah you got a new hammer. Yeah. And then your directors tell you like, yo, you're putting on a fat suit for the second movie. Yeah. The whole movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
I thought it was hilarious.
And now he's in the Guardians of the Galaxy or Asgardians
or he's
of the
with,
Galaxy
he's with the Guardians.
Yeah that's crazy.
Yeah,
all right, let's move on to Game of Thrones now.
Sure.
Arya Stark, what'd you think?
I mean, she had a ton of cool action scenes, first of all. And I thought she got a lot more screen time than I thought she was going to get, which is awesome. I mean, I really like her. And then, obviously, you have the big moment at the end where she kills the Night King. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, those are pretty much my thoughts. I thought her having the conversation with Melisandre was kind of interesting when she said the blue eyes thing, which, I don't know why I'm thinking that she was the one wearing the white, because I thought what she meant by blue eyes is that you can wear blue eyes, yeah, not go after blue eyes.
Do you know what's crazy is the green eyes? Cersei has green eyes.
Yes. Yes, she does have green eyes.
So Arya's killed blue eyes with a Nightwalker. So we can assume green eyes is Cersei. So who's the brown eyes? Is brown eyes just like Meryn Trant?
Yes. I think brown eyes is Meryn Trant.
So Meryn Trant's just like that level of evilness?
Well, do you not remember? Like, I mean,
I know she, like, he beat kids and everything, but, like, think about it. Blue eyes is Night King and green eyes is Cersei.
That's true.
And then you have Meryn Trant, you know?
He's a child abuser. Maybe. He's still pretty bad.
I wonder who brown eyes. Baelish? Would Baelish?
Yeah, that could be Baelish. Yeah.
Or could it be Stark?
Or it could be one of the Freys.
Oh, that's true.
Walder.
Could be a Stark, maybe in the future. I don't know. I'm just assuming things now. Yeah. So, all right, I want to hear, Carl predicted that the Night King was going to die in episode 3, yes, 2 weeks before we even, like, the episode even aired, and I was just in absolute shock. So now, Carl, let's hear your next prediction.
What I think is going to...
Yeah, what's going to happen for 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, man. These are high standards because I was right the first time. But, I mean, just kind of a side note, I thought I was going to be wrong. I thought I was totally going to be wrong. That's funny.
We just read a headline that says Game of Thrones writers are cowards, and it's kind of hard for the show to satisfy everybody with such high expectations.
Yeah, I mean, I think with a lot of, without diverting, I think people were expecting more characters to die, and that's absolutely, and that's understandable.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I mean, we have 3 more episodes, and if it's only just the main characters, you're going to have, it's going to be kind of, like, it's going to get monotonous. Like,
yeah.
It's just going to be those characters, and to have them on screen for, like, over an hour and a half can be draining. Like, if you, without those side characters, I think you're really losing a significant portion of the main story, I think.
Also, I think a very male-driven nerd audience, some of them might be kind of mad that Jon wasn't the one that killed the Night King and it was Arya instead. Thinking of it in terms of gender. You know, there's a lot of people that would be, like, mad that it wasn't Jon.
I don't know.
And it's Arya.
I don't know. I think Arya's always been a fan favorite, regardless of the reader or the writer or the reader's genders or the fan's gender.
I'm just saying, man, Twitter gets feisty.
I suppose. I don't know. I didn't think about that, I guess. But moving on to, I guess, what my predictions would be. I mean, I think the next villain or the next opponent, obviously, is clearly Cersei. But then I don't know how quickly that's going to resolve. I think it's going to be mostly resolved by episode 5. And then episode 6 is kind of like the send-off. And I think the final...
You think it's going to be villain, a send-off for episode 6? Like, or explain it more, sorry.
I think that episode 6 is going to be like... Well, we suspect it's going to be like the plateau. It's like the ending. But yeah. I think there's going to be a slight climax. So I think Dany is going to get the hints of the Mad King, and she's going to try. I think she's going to turn evil. I think she's going to turn evil, and I think it's going to happen in episode 6.
You think she's going to turn evil in episode 6?
Yes. If not towards the end of episode 5, and then we see that in episode 6.
I'm the build off of that. I think there's going to be a huge climax point in episode 6 in the first half of the episode, and then the second half of the episode will just be
send-off.
The complete send off. So
yeah, that's possible.
We'll see though, but maybe I don't think so. I think you might be right about. I think Dany's going to be the last villain in episode 6.
I do too.
I just, man, it'd be interesting though. I would love to see Cersei win the whole battle, and then it's just like Arya is still surviving, and Arya kills Cersei, and then Euron.
And you have a bunch of,
and then like, Euron leads the throne. What?
You have a bunch of mercenaries.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think Arya would really leave Euron and
alive? No, I don't think Arya could kill Euron though. Euron's the biggest, best warrior in the nation, or in the Seven Sea Kingdoms.
No, he's not. Not even close.
I'm kidding. But Euron, man, that dude. Oh, we'll see. These next three episodes, what's going to happen?
I don't know.
There's also a picture online of the Night King and Cersei together. And they're saying that Cersei was going to be in, like... That's why people thought the Night King was going to travel the King's Landing this episode. But they maybe just they just shot on the same day.
I mean, they do shoot in different locations also. But I think maybe they also did that to fool people. I don't know. I think that was...
Because I don't... Game of Thrones would not let Cersei, the actress that plays Cersei, post a picture with the Night King.
No. If it didn't mean something, yeah.
Yeah. Knowing the effects. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But damn, dude. I can't... These next three episodes are crucial. Four is going to be crucial. The setup. I just want to see where they're going to go with it. So you think Danny's going to be the evil. I completely agree with that.
Not in the next episode.
Not in the next episode. I'm saying in general.
I think at the end, yes.
You think Jon will fulfill the Azor Ahai?
I don't know. I don't know at this point about that whole prophecy. Because I thought in order to kill the Night King, you needed to fulfill the prophecy. So what's the point of even fulfilling the prophecy if you're not killing the Night King?
Yeah, so what's Jon's point now? Is he just Aegon?
I mean, we'll see. I don't know. It's hard to predict these things because now we're in uncharted territory.
Yeah, it took a right turn.
Yeah, I mean, it took the turn that I suspected it was going to take. But I thought there were going to be less characters around to support the cast.
I definitely, yeah. All right, we'll see. Well, this is episode 5 of Blooded Guys in the Locker Room. Just wanted to say thank you to Carl again for entertaining my single number of listeners out there with our Game of Thrones theory.
Yeah.
And if you guys haven't seen it, well, I hope we just spoiled it all of it for you. So sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, go watch Endgame twice, man. It's actually a lot better the second time around, at least in my opinion. And if you're not watching Game of Thrones, start watching it. Yeah. All right. Thank you.